Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi on subject of marketing management. I am going to take this chapter 3 on marketing segmentation and positioning. Very interesting topic in itself. We set ourselves the learning objective is to understand the marketing segmentation, the benefits and limitations thereof, different bases on which segmentation can be done. So that's very important. Criteria for targeting. Now, after you do a segmentation, how do you decide where to go and understand salient aspects of implementing strategies and branding, etc., as we move forward. So let's understand the marketing segmentation under the current scenario. So how does the segmentation relevant, how is this relevant to the marketers? You have a total population of India. Okay, everybody will not felt a need for a noodle. Okay, so you have to determine how many of them felt a need for the noodles. Then interested, yani you felt a need is a different thing, but being interested is a, again different thing. Okay, after you feel interested, do you have a money to buy? And then willingness to buy. So willingness to spend. So that is what is your market. Same is applicable to even say Sony Plasma. Sony Plasma is available from 1.5 lakhs to like 20-25 lakhs rupees. So is it that the Sony Plasma market is equal to the India population? No. So that's what the art is, marketing segmentation. So you need to understand what is marketing segmentation so that you understand your market better. So we have understood how to derive your market. Now let's understand marketing segmentation. So you have ideas like, you need to know the process of dividing a potential market into distinct subset. So I am trying to explain you what is marketing segmentation. So after you derive your market, now after that you need to derive the subset of the consumers. Consumers can be, you can divide the consumers on the basis of common needs or their characteristics or one or more, other criteria which will enable you to really profile this customer in front of you. That will help you to really target also the market with a distinct market mix, etc. So in short, splitting the large homogeneous group, so what looks like a very large group, into smaller groups. Now these smaller groups are done on what? Certain similar characteristics, criteria. So let's understand this pictorially. On the above, you see the huge set of people standing. I call it a mass market. And then they are divided, though this division is based on the colors. But in front of you also, you can see the different shades of gray. They are divided. So one particular group is of particular colors, the second group is of the particular color, and the third group, which is a light gray, is of a particular color. So that's a segmentation. The large homogeneous group is divided into subset based on common characteristics. Here you can say it's a color. So that's how the segmentation is understood. So I hope you understood what is market segmentation. Market is a not the sum total or equal to the population. You need to really understand what your market is. So like coming to desire stage, then the willingness to pay, that is having a money, and then seeking a purchase, and then that's what your market is all about. Then you divide your large homogeneous group into small groups on certain identifiable characteristics, criteria, etc. That's market segmentation. Continue to understand this marketing segmentation. There are two alternatives available to marketeers at any given point of time. Treat the whole market as one entity. In this case, like we can see that the top market is one entity. That's an option available to them. Or split them into different homogeneous groups. So the following, there's a second approach is like a following approach. You treat them as a separate groups. So split them into different homogeneous group with the distinct characteristics. So the first approach I will call it a undifferentiated or a mass marketing. You don't differentiate anything. It's a mass marketing. Second is, yes, I distinctly differentiate each group based on those common characteristics, criteria, etc. So that's a marketing segmentation approach. So that's marketing segmentation is all about. In undifferentiated marketing, under the subject of marketing segmentation, where all consumers are alike, they have same needs, their wants are same, desires, same backgrounds, like education, experience, etc. being same, it would cost you less to reach this kind of a people. One advertising campaign and they all will be reached. Yani. So your marketing strategy also need not be very complicated. Standardized product will appeal to them, and therefore you don't have to make a multi-range product portfolio. Here the organization depends upon the mass production. You produce large, use the economy of production advantage, mass distribution, and then mass promotion will reap you the desired benefits. So the disadvantage I am putting in front of you of the undifferentiated marketing is, look at the possibility of producing only one 10 kg washing machine, produce only 500 liters refrigerator, produce only 1.5 ton AC, may or may not buy or compelled by to buy, and consumers in this case may be compelled, may not be compelled. Price parity is lost. Yani. You lose the focus on price and its related influence on the consumers, yani, because you are offering one product and that's the at a particular price. So that elasticity, inelasticity, etc. picture doesn't come to play out here. So that's a disadvantage of undifferentiated marketing. Moving on, different reasons for the segmentation. Why should you have the why should you do the segmentations? So segmentation allows you to differentiate their offerings either on the basis of price or other aspects like styling, packaging, promotion, appeal, and method of distribution. So that distinct groups which I told you have a different characteristics and different criteria, different choices, different psychological profile, different lifestyle profile, etc. Now therefore you can offer them a different set of products, yeah, and now this set of products when they are offered to them, they are either on the basis of price or any other factors, so packaging, lifestyle, etc. So when you do that, you are able to offer a specific products to a specific group, and therefore you can also play on the price related to that. Multi-segment versus concentrated strategy. So here the difference is, like, multi-segment is like I have given you like making shoes and sandals for plus size women. Yani. So that's a concentrated strategy. I am only going to serve the market of plus size women. So I will make products only for them. While the multi-segment is, I will make every product for every category and the segment of the society. So that's a multi-segment approach to marketing. So that's a differentiation as a core reason. Yani. It helps you to really differentiate yourself. Differentiation is the winning combination in any marketing. So here I put for you the four differentiated categories. Undifferentiated, that is the mass marketing we have studied. I have given you an example of a ballpoint pen. Differentiated or a segmented marketing strategy, that is I have given you the picture which represents the combination of people in different colors. And so all whites represents one segment, all green represents one segment. So that's what I meant is a segmented marketing. Third is a concentrated niche marketing, high-end luxury car market or specific, high-value dresses, etc. So that's a niche market that you are serving. And micro-marketing, you really customize the product for them. Yeah. So you see on this, there is a laptop covers that is being provided. So these are all like individualized marketing. You do things to taste as per the taste of an individual customers that you may have, or selected group of individual identifiable customers that you have. So that's the four different kinds of strategy that you can follow when you choose a concept of marketing segmentation. If marketers decides to cater to exclusive customers by offering them a custom made product, it is known as a customization strategy. For example, making a heat roller only for the paper making industry. So while I was at SKF Bearings, we used to make a roller only for the paper industry. Paper industry, the temperature is very high. So you need to have a roller which will sustain that, and therefore the rollers were made only for suitable for that industry. So it's like a very customization kind of a thing, though we were catering to any and every paper manufacturers. So that's what understanding I'm trying to give you. There are multiple uses of segmentation in marketing. Advertising, appeal, product need identification, modification, brand extension strategies too, like this side you can see media channel selection and also segmentation, because it is a cluster of group with identifiable characteristics or profileable attributes, etc. You have many other advantages there. So that's where the marketing segmentation is a useful tool for any marketeers. So let's understand its benefits and limitations. Marketing segmentation based on consumers' needs and wants and desires. So segmentation is than on needs, wants or desire. I have given you a very beautiful example of a breakfast cereal market. Now this can be segmented in so different ways. Good start, people who expect a good start of the day, easy start, family feeders, where family prefers to be together, mobile snackers, the guy is frequently traveling, so not with the family, he's like believes in, snakes should be consumed while you are working or something like that. Family friendly, and here, he wants to be with the family and, spend time with them during his breakfast time, etc. Or I am a diet conscious, or there are food, there should be a food different for kids and food different for the adults, that kind of a believers are. So now look at this, so the product, promotion, price and place are all aligned to consumer needs, more impactful. I have a choice to serve all, so then it becomes say like a mass marketing. But if I decide to attract the family feeders or family friendly or dietary needs people, then my entire 4 P's has to be aligned to that, and therefore it will be very impactful. Marketing becomes more responsive to the changing market, as marketeers need to remain aligned to the changing consumer need. So now when you decide to target a specific segment, you will be more alive to those people, their changing needs, habits, likes, dislikes, etc. And therefore your response rate will be better and your success rate will be better. We are understanding the benefits of marketing segmentation. Marketing mix aligned to specific segments. Here is an example. I have taken Levi's jeans. Now you have a choice to cater to trendy casuals kind of people, unilaterian customers, price shoppers, mainstream customers, traditionalists, etc. So now if that is the case, if these are the segments that you are serving, then for each of this you will need a separate marketing mix. So separate answers to 4 P's. Separate answer in marketing mix, again 4 P's. Separate answer in marketing mix 3, 4 P's, which may be different from earlier 2. So that's how marketing segmentation and marketing mix goes about. You probably have not yet studied marketing mix, but it is like 4 P's I have already narrated to you. So product, place, price and this thing. So product, price, place and promotion. So this thing has to be different from those kind of customers. So that's the mix aligned to specific segment will enable you to influence them better. Promotion mix aligned to meet the expectations of specific segments, more impactful. The communication mix is specially prepared for a specific segment. We will study what is communication mix, but right now you take the way you communicate using whichever media. The media can be chosen to make the segments that you chose. So each will have a different likes towards certain media. So the campaign becomes more effective if you use right medium to reach them. So that's another benefit of segmentation. We can develop our competitive differentiation and competitive positioning better. Segmentation will also enable me to differentiate vis-a-vis my competition by creating a value for them. And that's what which will create a desired impact on the minds of customer to prefer my product and the brand. Marketing objectives and strategies will be aligned to utilize emerging opportunities. As you will be close to customers, you will be able to identify changes happening. So you will be more agile to tap the emerging opportunities or defend against the threat that you can visualize. Synergy and impact and performance measurement. So you create a synergy and impact through your marketing mix on the identified segments, and it is possible for you to measure the performance because you are definitely your segment is measurable, and therefore how much you sold, what market share you got, etc. This brings the measurability in your marketing efforts. So that's the benefit. Limitation, it ignores the individual difference. What has been said psychologically is that I may have a certain characteristics and certain factors same. I may be in a certain age group. I may be in certain income group. I may belong to say Hindu mindsets, etc. But as an individual, all of them are not same. They all have a different in themselves. So that is ignored by the marketing segmentation. Cluster of groups profiled on similar characteristics are becoming smaller and smaller. Nowadays, the challenge is as you do more and more profiling, the cluster is becoming large, number is becoming larger and the cluster size is becoming smaller. Segmentation is definitely an expensive exercise because you need to really understand various aspects for which a lot of investment is needed. Needs to be more resource and budget. That's what I told you. Itself is not a solution for success. So doing a right segmentation does not ensure you a success, achievement of your marketing objectives. Basis for marketing segments, this is the heart of this topic. How do you segment? So I am going to put in front of you 7 prominent known segmentation approaches. Generally, when you Google, you may find 4, but I have added few more, which is not that, you know, it's my edition. It is a evolving time based editions. So let's take them one by one. I'll be little quick to basically explain because enough of examples are also thrown there. Geographic segmentation is done on essentially 4 parameters, either region, city, sizes, density of the population or the climate. I have given you the example for the same. Region could be north, east, south, urban, semi-urban, density is like urban, suburban, rural, where, you know, urban will be more denser than the rural, climate, hot, humid, cold, etc. People who live in the same area, the belief here is, people who live in the same area have similar needs and wants. Yani. May also cover some regional differences. Yani it's okay. Yani, but it can still accommodate certain regional differences in your segmentation. So this is a essence of the geographic segmentation. It's preferred because it is easy to articulate. Media has evolved to cater to local population, thus offering you a ready reach. Whatever media that has evolved so far, I am talking mostly the non-broadcast media. They are even some of the broadcast media, that is the FM channel and all, are evolved to cater to the local community, local people, population. Therefore, your reach is better. Communication can be modified to incorporate the local level marketing conditions, and cues can be effectively incorporated. I remember in my eras when we used to create a product ads or something. Now that product ad going into south will have a different look and feel of rangoli pattern during Diwali than the one which is getting released in Rajasthan, or one getting overall message and all remain same. So that's the advantage of say like doing a geographic segmentation. Demographic means these are the aspects which get covered in demographic: age, sex, marital status, size of the family, income, occupation, my education, my religion. I have given you the details in front of you against each of them. So that will help you to understand this better. So friends, in demographic segmentation, variable for which statistical info is available. Generally the aspects of this, for which government of India, census, population, etc. collect data, and therefore this data is readily available, or through any other means the data of such demographic variables are available, helps you to therefore measure your population, your target numbers, and therefore helps you to be effective also. Measure the performance at the end also. A major drawback is that it is one dimensional. So demographic segmentation is one dimensional and therefore very difficult to differentiate. So people again with the same marital status, size and occupation, but staying in south, east, west, north zone are different on various other parameters. Need to combine it with some other factor. So what has been proposed is a demographic factor, segmentation in itself standalone may not be viable. It can be clubbed with maybe geographic segmentation features, etc. Can reveal ongoing trends such as the shift in the age patterns or income patterns of the society in large. So that is a very important understanding. It is preferred during most population and media readerships, and viewer data are expressed in demographic forms. So media reach is of course aligned with the geographic this thing, but their representation of their success or their reach and this thing is often in the form of a demographic factors. Yani. So that that helps you, that gives you the better understanding of population in that area. Most media develop their profile using demographic characteristics to attract advertisers looking to influence certain demographic areas. Yani. So as a result, those advertisers who wants to influence certain demographic in certain regions can use this data. So demographic segmentation, these are the basic understanding. Geodemographic segmentation. So this is the approach which combines geographic and demographic. So based on notion that people who live in next to each other have similar financial structure, tastes, means, preference, lifestyles and consumption habits and demographics. So people living in say posh area, so they are consumed to be high profile, high income, modernized, etc. People living in middle, chawls, etc. are believed to be of certain nature. So that's where this geodemographic segmentation got birth. Helps in marketing items of personal interest or on a one-to-one basis type of answered or delivered where required. So all this, especially the online and all, are able to benefit out of this geodemographic segmentation. So therefore, they based on the location that they've tracked about you, the kind of ads that you see, the kind of products that you see when you log into their websites, that influences your selection and that may compel you to buy items, etc. Marketers that understand their needs, wants and desires can source or provide products liked by them and can easily access their availability, that the segment, due to their known locations and clusters, say through a postal pin, etc. So that's a geodemographic segmentation related advantage or utility, as so to say. Psychological segmentation, so very important this thing that to need to be understood. Coming to another approach known as psychological segmentation, psychological segmentation includes personality, psychographics and social class based segmentation. Personality, when I say, we often say person is introvert, extrovert, aggressive, compliant, so those are the areas. Psychographic means swingers, traits, conservatives and those kind of adjectives that we use about an individual. Social class, that is lower class, middle class, upper class, etc. From this, I am going to explain you the only two, one which I have highlighted in yellow. Social class is self-explanatory. How does the psychological segmentation help? It refers to an inherent qualities of an individual. So something which is inside me. Inherent qualities are used as a segmentation variable. They are very influencing in nature about your buying behavior, decisions, etc. So therefore, influencing them, understanding them, knowing you from that perspective is utilitarian for the marketeers. So let's understand psychological segmentation. First is the personality variables. So personality is a collective representation of individual traits within one individual. Okay, so personality is like something which is developed about me over a period through my exposure, learning, training, etc. Some correlation between personality and product choices are there. So the guy chooses the product. Most of my shirtings and all you will see are of a professional in nature. So they will be like a corporates in nature. So even it becomes so this thing that even while party and all, you tend to be in that line. So that's just whether right or wrong, we are not getting into that. But that's the personality that I have acquired. Being a professional is a personality that I have acquired. So there is a correlation in everything that I choose. I choose those kind of a products. Brand can be connected to a personality. So then you connect a brand to a personality, and when that specific picture matches in my mind, then I will prefer that brand. So then that's what one person emerges. When you are able to match the personality variables with the brand, a personal profile emerges, and when you really trigger that, it connects with your target segments and then it gets you the required traction. Advertising appeals are made to the identified personality. So if you are able to identify a personality, then advertising appeals are made to them so that it is easy for you to influence them. So whether it's an introvert guy or an extrovert guy, etc., your communication will be in that line so that whatever change that you want to inflict upon him in his personality thoughts, that will be achieved by you. Psychological segmentation, it's also known as a lifestyle segmentation. It's the way the person lives his life. So more segmentation is done based on the lifestyle that a guy lives. Marketers to connect a brand well with such people who represent a specific lifestyle profile. So DEO, for example, a DEO we all use nowadays, so many people use. There is a DEO pack of 3 available at rupees 100 also, versus the Boss, which is a 3000 rupees for 100 ml. So there must be bias for that. So that's a psychological segmentation. Somebody buying it just because, say, it is available and he is able to afford, and he sees everybody is using a DEO, while somebody is buying because it's a Boss. He wants to make his mark in his circle and communicate that he is a exclusive guy. He is a guy of taste. He is a guy who prefers high-end products, or that kind of a messages that they want to send in the circle around them. So that's a psychological segmentation. So I hope you understood as to why that lifestyle segmentation is crucial also. So people are evaluated on various lifestyle parameters and a segment is formed, and then you go and approach them. Data compilation need under overall aggregates a link to the psychographics of an individual. What you need to do is evaluate his activities, interests, opinions. So recognize as a AIO inventories, activities, interests and opinions. So what is done, how you go about this, plot all the activities that your kind of guy must be doing it, plot all his interests, plot all his opinions, etc. Now from there you pick similarities and then form your segment. So that's that segment identification will enable you to then align product, promotion, communication, pricing accordingly can be done. So that's the advantage of psychological segmentation. What I have given you an example already, activities like work, likes, entertainment, society, this is in front of you, so I'm not getting into it. Straight away go to the example. Age miracle cream, we can have psychographic profile as, please study this, dynamically involved women, living life fully, self-conscious but open and bold, socially oriented, educated, focused on health and grooming, married with self-expression of their own. So this is a woman whom you are trying to say tap to. So oil of olay or you know beauty cream, anti-wrinkle creams, they all go into that kind of a segmentation so that they can influence that lady through appropriate communication. So this is the beauty of psychological segmentation.